Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1904. Viola and her stepfather, Sir Rudolph Vane, were eating an interminable dinner in the formal dining room of the castle, Viola's ancestral home, lined in fine oak panelling that dated back some 400 years or even more. It had always been one of Viola's favourite rooms. She loved its austere atmosphere and portraits of her forebears. Tonight, the dining room gave her no pleasure, nor did she have any appetite for fillet of beef. She put down her knife and fork and sighed. Since her mother had followed her father, the Earl of Galhampton, into the grave, her life was not only sad, it had become increasingly unpleasant. The servants had left the room, and Sir Rudolph was in the middle of a boring story about meeting some friends during one of his regular stays in London. "One gave me the welcome news that a dear friend of mine, Lady Carncross, has very recently moved into the neighbourhood. She is a widow, and I am sure that you will find her son, Lancelot, a delightful companion. I have sent them both an invitation to luncheon." Viola straightened her back, and the black taffeta of her gown rustled as she shifted nervously at the table. "But we are in mourning, sir." Her stepfather ate his beef greedily, as his fierce black eyes fastened their gaze upon her. "It is 6 months since your dear mamma left us. It will be perfectly in order for you to receive Beatrice, Lady Carncross, that is, and we shall make arrangements for her to present you at court next season." Viola closed her eyes. It had been her mother's dearest wish that she could herself present her daughter to King Edward VII and his wife, Queen Alexandra. "Sir," Viola summoned up her courage, "you have no right to do this without consulting me." Sir Rudolph banged his heavy fist on the table in sudden rage. "I have every right. I am your stepfather and your guardian." Viola pushed away her plate and shot back at him. "I don't need a guardian. I am 18 years old, and I do not wish to be presented or to undergo a season." "You'll do as I say." His rage departed as suddenly as it had arrived, and Sir Rudolph's voice became smooth as polished steel. "I intend as well that you shall have contracted a suitable marriage before the season's end." Viola looked at Sir Rudolph in consternation. "I do not wish to marry, sir."
"What do you propose instead?"
"I shall fulfil my father's great ambition and design a motor car engine that can be produced at a price that the ordinary man can afford." Her stepfather gazed at Viola contemptuously. "I have never heard of anything more stupid. As though you could do any such thing. Your obsession with these motor carriages is quite ridiculous. If your mother was alive, she would agree with me." Viola wanted to burst out that her mother had been happy for her to pursue the late Earl's passion, but instead she swallowed hard. "You cannot deny, sir, that the castle is now mine. I do not see why you should continue to live here." She gazed at him bravely and waited for his temper to erupt, her heart breaking as she remembered how her life had once been. Viola's parents had been devoted to each other, and she had had an idyllic childhood surrounded by their love. 2.5 years ago, the Earl had suffered a seizure and died. Viola and her mother, Emily, Countess of Galhampton, had been devastated. At one terrible stroke, all happiness had vanished. The Countess had been a petite woman who had depended on her husband for every aspect of her life. She was full of laughter and enjoyed providing small surprises in the form of treats or special parties. One time, she had organised a meeting of motor carriages with the vehicles coming from far afield. Viola had been 12 when the Earl had acquired his first motor car, and she saw nothing strange in standing by his side as he worked on its engine with Joe Webster, his chauffeur. And